Titus 2:1 But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. 2:2 That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. 2:3 The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior, as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. 2:4 That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. 2:5 To be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. 2:6 Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded. 2:7 In all things, shewing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine shewing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. 2:8 Sound speech, that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. 2:9 Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things. Not answering again. 2:10 Not purloining, but shewing all good fidelity. That they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. 2:11 For the grace of God, that bringeth salvation, hath appeared to all men. 2:12 Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world. 2:13 Looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God, and our Savior Jesus Christ. 2:14 Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 2:15 These things speak, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.